Com.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Have you heard? The Ted and Sandy Gospel Program can be heard every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. on WBOB. Ted and Sandy guarantee to play you some of the best in Southern Gospel, Bluegrass Gospel, and Country Gospel available. They'll give you words of encouragement in your daily life, announce gospel sings, and church events in our area, and much more. Tune in every Sunday morning at 7, right here on WBOB.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
And they are still doing emergency road construction over there at 295 south at the James Point, blocking the two right lanes, causing some traffic congestion. Going to be cloudy the next few days, 20% chance of showers today, 50 tonight, and up to a 90% chance for your Sunday high today, tomorrow, 70. Low tonight, 62. It's up to 66 at AM 600 WBOB.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear. Bridges we burn. We make mistakes. Then we live and learn. When life gets tough and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need,
this is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend, the Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now, let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful, best day ever. And for those of you who are new to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, I've been waiting for you. I'm so glad that you're here. Please know that this is a safe place where you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening as well as my viewing friends, will feel empowered to embrace a new truth and live the life of your dreams. Now, today I am so excited because this is something I've been wanting to do for quite some time. And I received so many requests to do a show on water fasting. Well, we are in luck because Dr. Michael Clapper realized early in his medical career that what he had learned in medical school just did not add up. If you tune in to the last show he was on, he shares about his background and what convicted him to change and view food as medicine, as opposed to taking the pill. So now this awakening not only has helped him in answering all the questions that he had as far as health goes, now he's helping thousands. He's helped so many people be able to empower themselves and learn this new truth. Today, Dr. Michael Clapper is going to tell us about the benefits of this ancient healing power of fasting. And he will also teach us how to safely and effectively fast. And since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am so grateful that Dr. Michael Clapper is here to do just that. Welcome back, Dr. Clapper, to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show.
Thank you, Lillian. It's a lovely opportunity to be with you and your listeners. Thank you very much for the invitation.
Well, I am so excited. Share a little bit about your background and what led you to your passion to teach people how to heal with nutrition-based medicine.
Well, I received a standard medical education at the University of Illinois College of Medicine in Chicago. And for the first 10 years of my career, I practiced blood and guts, emergency room medicine, acute care medicine. And I thought I would be doing that the rest of my career. But when I went to become an anesthesiologist, I did most of a residency in anesthesia. I started feeling like a cog in the machine, just patients, you know, next. But nobody's really talking to these patients about why they're on the operating table in the first place, especially when it came to the patients with clogged arteries. And it became very evident to me through a number of events that the atherosclerotic fatty gunk in their arteries was largely the fat of the animals these people were eating and the injuries they were inflicting on their artery walls. And so I changed my diet, a 20-pound spare tire of fat melted off my waist, my cholesterol came down, my blood pressure came down, I felt great waking in a nice lean body every day. And so I realized that nutrition was important. My dad started showing signs of clogged arteries. I knew I was going to be laying on that operating table with that spiker saw going up my chest. And all the way around, I realized nutrition was the most important determinant of whether you're going to have a healthy body or one that's all obese and clogged up and diseased. And so I left anesthesia, went back to general practice, and started doing a plant-based style of medicine. The type of diet that I changed to is completely plant-based. And that's what created this remarkable change in my body. So I started using those principles in my practice. And for the past 35 years, I've been taking my patients with obesity, clogged arteries, high blood pressure, diabetes, etc., and getting them on a whole food plant-based diet, take a good walk every day. And the same magic happens in their body. The obesity starts melting away and the arteries open up and the high blood pressure comes down and the joints stop hurting and the lung, asthmatic lungs clear up and the migraines go away. And they turn back into normal, healthy people who don't need all sorts of pills and potions and procedures. And so nutritional medicine is the most fun kind of practice to have for a physician because my patients get healthier right in front of our eyes. So I'm the happiest doc I know. And for the past 8 years, I've been working at True North Health Center in Santa Rosa, California, which is a nutrition-based clinic. And people come in with all the standard diseases. We put them on a healthy diet, and the same wonderful changes happen. But in the 8 years I spent there, I learned how to employ water fasting as part of a program to give people a jump start towards a healthy diet and lifestyle. And I was very, very impressed with the therapeutic powers of fasting. And that's, I understand, going to be the topic of our discussion today.
Yes, and not only have you understand it, you're one of the pretty important experts in this industry, because, you know, it's so important that not only do we understand what water fasting is, but how we do it is important as well. And for those of you who would like to be a winner of the fasting DVD, please the 10th caller or texter, 407-373-5959. 10th caller or texter, 407-373-5959. And you will receive a free copy of the fasting DVD that we're going to be talking about today. And we're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Michael Clapper when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us, they pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn from one another. Today's teacher is Dr. Michael Clapper. I'm so excited that today we're going to be talking about fasting, water fasting in particular. Be the 10th caller or texter at 407-373-5959 and get a free copy of Dr. Michael Clapper's DVD, which it will tell you just what you need to know about fasting. Okay, so Dr. Clapper, let's talk about what is considered a fast.
Right. Well, we're talking in the strictest sense about consuming water only for more than 24 hours, and usually 48 to 72 hours at a minimum constitutes a short water-only fast. And during my 8 years at True North Health Center, I supervised several thousand water fasts and became fairly fluent at learning how to do this. And I have such respect for the process. You know, it harkens back to a million years ago, if you believe in evolution, our ancient ancestors on the African savannas foraging for food. You could imagine that it might easily, frequently have been 4 or 5 days till you found the next berry bush with fruit on it. Yeah. And you just had to do these intermittent periods of 4 or 5 days with just water only. And our body, when it's in this condition, it shifts into this remarkable state. It knows that every calorie that's already on the body is precious, and it doesn't want to waste them in useless activities. So it doesn't want to burn these precious calories off as heat, so it turns off inflammatory reactions. If your body thinks it's dying of starvation, one of the complete wasteful things to do is use these precious calories to run a malignant tumor. And so the body turns off cancer growth during a water fast. It shifts into this remarkable state of conservation. Thyroid function dials down. You don't want to generate excess heat. And the body starts looking for things to burn in the metabolic furnace if no calories are coming in. So it goes into the cells, and any junk carbohydrates and old burned out proteins, it cleans them out. The process is called autophagy, and we eat up these wasted scrap proteins and carbohydrates. We clean ourselves on the inside during this state. It's a remarkable state. And anywhere between 3 to 5 days really is a wonderful tune-up, and it's a common practice now to do a five-day water fast once a month to kind of recapitulate that ancient rhythm from the African savannas so long ago. But when we have patients with really severe problems, runaway high blood pressure, inflammatory diseases like lupus that are just eating up their tissues, these folks do these long water fasts. We're talking 2, 3, 4 weeks. Up to 5.5 weeks, 40 days, as long as we will fast someone on water. And I've supervised quite a number of 40-day fasts, and it's a profound experience, which we can go into, but that's a long fast. So a short one is just 1 to 3 days on water. A 5-day fast is a good tune-up for most everybody. If you have a real official medical problem you want to get to help with, and a water fast might help, you need to be supervised for that. You don't do a long fast.
So let's
place like True North.
I'm glad that you talked about that. Yeah. Let's talk about some disclaimers here. Who should not fast? Who should fast?
Indeed. There are, there's a list of folks who really should not run their body on water only, obviously. Children, I won't fast any child under 18 years of age. Pregnant women do not fast. Folks with type 1 diabetes should not be fasting. Patients with advanced cancers that are just wasting away and don't have much meat on their bones at all, they really shouldn't be doing a water fast, or a very judicious one. And I'm hesitant to fast folks with neuromuscular wasting diseases. If you've got ALS or muscular dystrophy, a water fast really depletes your muscle strength in healthy people. I don't want to deplete the muscle strength of someone who's already got muscular dysfunction. And finally, people with renal, with kidney failure, they really can't do a fast safely. So if you're on that list, then these folks don't do a water fast. What they do, however, will be a juice cleanse. And 4 or 5 days on green vegetable juices is a wonderful thing to do. You don't go into the state of ketosis. It's not quite as severe as a water fast, but it's a wonderful thing to just flood your tissues with all the phytonutrients in these wonderful vegetable juices. So if you can't do a water fast, all is not lost. You can do a juice cleanse. That you can do at home, but again, they're vegetable juices, not fruit juices.
Okay, so I've got a follow-up for that one, because you said that, and maybe you answered it with the juice fast versus a water fast. So you said that cancer, when you're doing a water fast, it dials down it dials it down, but then you're saying that people with cancer should not do a water fast.
Right.
So how does that work?
Yes. Folks in the early stages or in the middle stages of cancer, we've had, I personally witnessed 2 patients with malignant lymphomas had their tumors just melt away on a water fast, very impressive. Cancer patients certainly can benefit from fasting. The ones who really shouldn't are the ones that who are end stage. They're down to 80 pounds. They're just skeletal. These folks shouldn't be doing a long water fast. But short of that, absolutely, fasting can be very helpful for folks with cancers. Absolutely.
Okay. And so you took away some of this, like the juicing. You know, you're talking about juicing with vegetables, raw vegetables.
Yes.
And
yes.
So when you're juicing, it's not like a smoothie. So a smoothie
right.
has the fiber and everything that's in there. So the juicing just goes into the bloodstream, basically.
Yes, basically. Now, you made an interesting point. A smoothie, you get the benefits of the phytonutrients that are still attached to the fiber. And for folks who can't chew or whatever, do blend your vegetables and do a smoothie rather than juicing.
Okay.
But here we're talking about a different outcome altogether. Here we're trying to just bathe the tissue with these phytonutrients. But there's always going to be some glucose, some sugar in the vegetable juices, so you don't go into the state of ketosis. And that's why if your listeners catch the difference, I'm talking about a water fast versus a juice cleanse.
Okay.
I don't really use the term juice fast because it's not really a fast. It's a
60-calorie
liquid diet. These folks don't go into ketosis. It's a liquid diet, but it's a wonderful phytonutrient, antioxidant-rich mixture. You're bathing your tissues with it. To do that for 4 or 5 days in a row is a wonderful thing, but it's a cleanse, not a fast.
Okay, perfect. I'm glad that you were specific on that one. So we're talking about a water fast, and we've talked on the show before, you and I have talked as well, about the importance of nutrition, good nutrition, you know, organic, but here we are drinking water, putting water in our body that has been tainted. It has chlorine, it has fluoride, it has all these things. Now, when we're doing a water fast, is there a particular water that we should have?
Yes, we're at True North. We've got two 30-gallon water distillers, and we use water distilled water only. And during a water fast, yes, I would just drink distilled water. It's really hard to trust tap water these days. So, yes, I would use distilled water.
So does distilled water not have any fluoride or any?
Right, exactly. No, you want the water as clean as possible, and you will not take minerals out of your body. Do use the distilled water.
Very good. And so what about reverse osmosis? Is that the same as distilled?
Reverse osmosis, they'll give you pretty good water too. Our old water would be fine. Absolutely.
Okay. Absolutely. Is there any water that you should not use for a water fast? Like tap water, perhaps?
Yeah. Unless you feel really good about what's in it, I would use either highly filtered water or distilled water.
Okay. Now, with that in mind, how much water do we consume in a day? Because normally we know that we drink like half our body weight in ounces of water. That's what the formula for most people, but some people say, no, that's not true. So what is your philosophy on that?
Right.
What you've learned, not your philosophy.
Right. At True North, the general guidelines we're talking about tall glasses of water, 16 ounce glasses of water, four to six of those a day. So you're talking around 64 ounces of water. But everybody's different, and your body, when you burn off fat tissue, you generate water. There's water locked into fat tissue, and that's liberated as you burn down your fat tissue. So-called metabolic water is generated. So if some folks don't drink a lot of liquid water, they're making it on the inside themselves. So basically, we say during the fast, listen to your thirst plus one more glass. Okay, don't get thirsty. Just keep drinking and a little bit more, yeah, because everybody is different.
Okay, so as we start the cleanse, we start doing, let me do the prep work first, because I'm always thinking that it's not just the fast, it's what happens before and what happens afterwards as well. So yeah, let's absolutely talk about preparing the mindset for a water fast.
Indeed. Before the mindset, let's talk about preparing the intestinal tract.
Okay.
Very important. You do not want to go into a 5-day water fast or longer with a bunch of animal flesh and white bread sitting in your intestinal tract. It'll turn into a brick during the fast. And so True North, the rule was, before you do a water fast, at a minimum 3 days, fruits and vegetables only. No baked goods, no flour products, and only things from the plant kingdom in their whole form. So rice and beans and fruits and vegetables only for at least 3 days, preferably five or longer before the water fast. As far as preparing your headspace, it's a special sacred time for yourself. You're kind of putting up the sign. World, I'm taking this time for myself. I'll see you back here in 5 days. But this is not, you're not going to be running errands. You're not going to be doing lots of stressful work. You're going to be home. You don't have to lay in bed. Now you can do a little yoga, a little stretching, but that's it. No aerobics. And the less interaction with the outside world, the better. You want to fast from everything, including stress. And so let the people know what you're doing. And it's a time to catch up on your reading, catch up on your meditation. It's a time to pull in and let the body cleanse itself on the inside. And so do what you need to do to get your outside demands minimized.
You know, as you were saying that, you know, I always think of you're talking about a little vacation. And when people stay home, it's a staycation, mm-hmm. but this is a fast station.
Ooh,
you know, something like, you know, like you're at home, but it's more than a staycation. It's a fastcation. It's a time where we get to focus on our spirituality as well. Do things happen to us as
absolutely.
We go through this? Okay.
Oh, our brain chemistry changes. When we do rounds at the clinic, you walk into the room as someone on day 30 of a water fast. You can feel it in the room. Usually the candles are going, the soft music is playing. Good morning, doctor. How are you? Yes, I'm feeling fine. Thank you. And you can tell their brain is just teeming with dopamine and all these wonderful neurotransmitters. It really changes on many levels. And that's why you want to allow that to happen. You don't want to be answering emails and on the phone and dealing with your stockbroker. This is a time for you to to let your body recompose itself in a stable, more less stressful way to live.
Very good, very good. So this, I am just so intrigued. You know I'm going to do this, and I hope that people will join me. My listeners, my followers will join me. Be the 10th caller or texter, 407-373-5959, and get your free copy of the Fasting DVD by Dr. Michael Clapper. And we're going to continue our conversation when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. After announcing plans to nominate a new attorney general, a new ambassador to the United Nations, the president said yesterday he would be unveiling a major military personnel announcement this weekend. He says he's going to make it official at the annual Army-Navy football game, set to take place at 3 p.m. Eastern Time in Philadelphia this afternoon. In Paris, police have been resorting to water cannons to keep demonstrators at bay. It's a fitting response to the yellow-vested protesters in that they've been throwing flares and setting fires in one of the French capital city's main shopping districts. Ultimately, the demonstrators are trying to make it to the presidential mansion, demanding the resignation of President Emmanuel Macron. Oil prices spiked sharply on Friday after OPEC countries agreed to a proposal that would see global oil production reduced by 1.2 million barrels a day. More details at srnnews.com.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. Did you know that only 1% of all the diamonds in the world qualify to be a Forevermark diamond? They're the world's most carefully selected diamond and the world's most responsibly sourced diamond. These diamonds benefit the communities they're sourced from. That's why these diamonds carry an invisible Forevermark icon on their table. Most people don't know that Forevermark diamonds are individually cared for from the mine all the way to her finger. And that's where Underwoods fits in. Not everybody can carry Forevermark diamonds. And in fact, all of the companies in the Forevermark network that handle the diamond between the mine and her finger are vetted and carefully selected for their honesty and integrity to also carry that Forevermark icon. Underwoods is proud to be a part of the Forevermark network. And in fact, we were one of the first five in the United States invited to join. So come by and see our selection of Forevermark diamonds in San Marco, Avondale, and the shops of Pontevedra.
To bypass the CNNs and the MSNBCs, to bypass the New York Times and the Washington Post, ABC and NBC and CBS. There's some fellow conservatives out there who are very troubled by this. They haven't even acknowledged what just took place. It's okay. They'll learn to understand. It's not about personality. It's about liberty. That's our watchword, liberty. And I'm very excited about this.
Mark Levin on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB. The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
And the two right lanes are still blocked at the Dames Point Bridge at 295 South due to some construction works, so watch out for the traffic congestion there. As for the weather, going to be cloudy and rainy next few days, 20% chance today, 50 tonight, and a 90% chance of showers tomorrow. Daytime highs around 70, nighttime low tonight, 62. 66 currently at WBOB AM 600.
When you need a friend, you can count.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn from one another. Today's teacher is Dr. Michael Clapper, and we are talking about fasting. Fasting, his DVD on fasting is phenomenal. I watched it with my husband, and we are, well, I'm going to speak for myself. I am committed to doing this, and I will let you know where I'm going. I'm going to start, and Dr. Clapper is going to share a little bit about, you know, how we are to start and the first timers. So for us first timers, there's going to be like a little quickie that we're going to do. But for now, just know that this is where on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, which by the way is heard worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com, this is where we take 100% responsibility for our life. That includes our health. That includes our careers, our finances, that includes our mind, body, spirit, our relationships, and giving back into the world. All of those, that's what you will hear shows about. There's no talk of politics, no talk of sports. And I know that there are other people who do that well. But for this hour with us, we're going to focus on healthy living and eating, being happy within and outside of ourselves. And so go to whenyouneedafriend.com if you want to join this movement of taking 100% responsibility and owning our life. So when you're at whenyouneedafriend.com, you will get some free gifts. You'll get my 90-day challenge to self-love ebook, and you can do that while you're fasting, it sounds like to me. And also, check out all my social media. Please follow me on all my social media. Like me as well, but follow me. That's the important thing. And then you can subscribe to whenyouneedafriend.com. And while you're there, also subscribe to my YouTube channel. When you do that, the show, the audio of the show, or the YouTube of the show goes right to your email, and you can watch it at any time, because some of the things that we talk about, we just can't write it fast enough because there's so much to learn. So go to whenyouneedafriend.com and subscribe. And while you're there, make sure you turn to my sponsors page. Without my sponsors, there would be no show. So please support my sponsors the way they are supporting the show today. And for those of you who would like to, can't get enough of the show, you can go to podcasts. I'm on iTunes, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Spotify, all those wonderful places where you can just listen at any time, any topic that you would want. And finally, be the 10th caller or texter, 407-373-5959, and be the winner of the fasting DVD. Now, Dr. Michael Clapper, you are waking up early to do the show. I am so grateful for you and for sharing this information. Thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome. I'd like to remind your listeners, if you don't get the free DVD today, you can go to my website, drclapper.com, drclapper.com, and click on the videos. You can watch the fasting video there. There's a small rental fee for that.
Absolutely. Dr. Michael Clapper. So it's drclapper.com. That's drclapper.com. A lot of people think there's two P's in your name, by the way.
Yes, there is
only one P. Yes. Okay. Okay. So, Dr. Clapper, I asked you during the break, what to experience. You've said that you've fasted as long as 10 days, but you reminded me that as a newbie, I should only start dipping my toe. Let's talk about that.
Yes, this is a remarkable state people are entering into to do a fast. And we're talking about building up to where you can comfortably do 5 days of on water only at home. But some folks just do 1 day, and then a week or two later do 2 days and see how you do with that. And just slowly build up till you finally get to 5 days, understanding that the first and second days are the worst. That's when you're hungry. And you're a little irritable, and you're wondering what you're doing. By day three on a water fast, hunger pretty much goes. As you enter the state of ketosis, one of the things that these ketone molecules do is they suppress your appetite. It's God's gift to fasters. You don't spend 5 days hungry. So push through those first day or two of the hunger pangs. You wake up on day three or four. Most folks, not everybody, most folks say, hey, I'm not even hungry anymore. And you feel really good. You got lots of energy. It's a remarkable state. So that's why pushing on to that 5 days is a worthwhile goal. But you may have to build up that slowly, especially if you have some health challenges or a bit elderly or infirm. So start with just a 1 day fast, 2 days, 3 days, and slowly build up to it. Now, you also mentioned intermittent fasting, and this is a practice where breakfast is put off until noon. In other words, we fast all night while we're sleeping, right? That's why the first meal of the day is called break fast, because we break our nighttime fast. Well, good things are starting to happen in your body while you're sleeping. You're already shifting into this cleansing conservation gear. So Dr. Longo and others are now telling us, listen, when you wake up in the morning, just because the sun came up, you don't have to run down and shove a bunch of sugar in your mouth. Keep that fasting state going all morning. Put breakfast off till noon, so you extend another 6 hours of fasting state in the morning. Do your eating from noon to 6 in the evening. And after 6 in the evening, 7 in the evening, be done with food. And so you enter the fasting state again. So this is, people are calling it intermittent fasting. It's really, quite properly, time-restricted feeding is what it really is, TRF. This is time-restricted feeding. And it opens up that fasting time window to about 18 hours a day and narrows the feeding down to 6 hours. So that's time-restricted feeding. Versus intermittent fasting, which is to do a fast like, you know, once a month, to do a fast like we're talking about, these repeated short fasts is intermittent fasting. And that's a wonderful thing to do. As I said, it recapitulates that ancient rhythm of when we used to go 4 or 5 days without food and clean ourselves out. It kind of recapitulates that. So there's variations on the theme. Anytime we don't eat, it's a good thing. The truth of it is.
You know, and that's what I've been, you know, as I'm listening to you speak, I mean, was there a time where we didn't even have to eat? I mean, who created food? I mean, sounds like to me the body does better when we don't eat.
For a while, but the laws of physics are such, we're burning calories, you got to take them in. Otherwise you wind up digesting your own muscles there. So no, we do need some calories, but this is the age of too much. You know, we're constantly eating and it's not a good thing. And it ages us to be constantly digesting food. But we need to give ourselves a break. You don't want to be exercising all the time. You don't want to be eating all the time either.
Okay, so with that in mind, you've gone through many fasts. Mm-hmm. And so take us, what was your experience? Because you eat very well, mm-hmm. you're vegan, right. And you yes. eat very well. Mm-hmm. And so what did you experience when you went through your first fast?
Okay. So our first day, I did a 7-day fast when I was on the staff at True North. Dr. Goldhammer said, everybody on the staff once a year should do your own fast. So I got a room just like the other clients at the clinic. And my wife and I both did a 7-day water fast. And we use, so you sip water and that works. But I'm a big fan of carbonated water. I like sparkling water. And that's absolutely legitimate. And I think it distends your tummy a little bit. I didn't feel much in the way of hunger at all. And I think the carbonated water helped with that. So I just kept on, anytime I got a little hunger pang or two, I just had another glass of water. And by day three, well, I can't say, I'm a lean guy. And like many lean folks, I was hungry till about day four. I have to admit it. But day five, I woke up feeling great. I was not hungry. I felt I could fast for a month. And the following 5 days were just wonderful. I felt energetic and bright and clear and not hungry at all. And then finally, I had to get back to work. So on day nine, I started drinking. I broke it with some watermelon celery juice. And it was ambrosia from the gods. That first smell, you put it in your mouth. My tongue was swimming. It was ecstasy. It was wonderful. And it really increases your appreciation for food. Seriously, it really does that. And the watermelon chunks, each one was a gift from heaven. And the soups and the salads and the steamed vegetables, each one of them, the level of appreciation really increases after a water fast. And Now, I don't know if I will do another 10-day fast, but these five-day fasts, I felt so great by day five. It definitely worked doing every couple of months. We do five-day water fasts.
Wow.
And it's a wonderful thing to do. And if you're healthy, you can do 5 days at home, and that's as much as anybody should do safely at home. Beyond 5 days, if you've got high blood pressure or lupus or something that you've got to do a long fast for, get yourself up to True North or some other clinic where they supervise water fast, because things can happen, and you can start becoming nauseated. Yeah. You may get lightheaded, you may get headachy, people get unsteady on their feet as the fast progress. You don't want to be alone in your apartment somewhere with those kind of things. So 5 days, if you're healthy, is as far as you want to go. And that's all you really need to do.
Yeah, well, it sounds like to me that you were feeling so good on your fifth day. Why would I want to stop?
It almost,
because you're so lean and you felt so good on the fifth day, you were able to go 10 days. Now, on the 10th day, did you want to go back to eating? How did you?
No, eating was a bring down. Truth of it is, I could have gone longer, but I just had to get back to work. And yeah. Which is a point. People think, oh, I'm going to keep doing. I'm a carpenter. I'm a roofer. I'm going to keep working. No, you're not. Because going up the stair by day nine, I was already feeling my legs were getting a little. You burn down your muscle glycogen, and long fast can turn you into a dish rag. Another reason, you know, muscle skeletal wise, which is why you don't want to do this on your own. Okay. So I was starting to feel it. This is not a trivial thing to be doing.
So be the 10th caller or texter if you want to fast with me. Beginning of the year, we're going to do this together. Call 407-373-5959. 10th caller or texter, 407-373-5959. And we'll be right here waiting for you worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here.
That's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us, they pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3 The Biz cares about you.
Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where I'm just absolutely loving my time with Dr. Clapper, and I hope you are too. Be the 10th caller or texter, 407-373-5959, and win your free copy of Fasting, Safe and Effective Use of Ancient Powerful Healing Therapy. For those of you who are not the 10th caller or texter, you can go to drclapper.com and you can view the video there. And that's drclapper.com. Or you can go to whenyouneedafriend.com and you can just click on my blog. If you were a subscriber, you already have his link anyway. So just click on his name and it'll take you directly to his website. And I'm telling you, I don't know how long this video is. I think it was like 45 minutes. I'm not sure, but it's very, very informative. It made me even more excited to do this fasting. So Dr. Clapper, I just so appreciate you and your open and honesty about yourself and how you were feeling during that time. During the break, for those of you, we talked about the expectations for women that are smaller or men that are smaller as far as leaner than people that are heavier. Now, I have a question that I want to follow up on that. So for you guys, can go and go to whenyouneedafriend.com, check out the YouTube channel. Okay. My question to you, is it possibly that we, when we're leaner, go through a detox quicker?
Absolutely. And I've got folks who are lean, healthy folks, and they're completely plant-based in their diet, and they want to be fit. I say, why do you want to do it? Really, if you're already healthy and living a really good life there, often you just set yourself up for some stress that you don't really need to do. Now, fasting is a medical procedure for people with high blood pressure and diabetes, et cetera. That's its real therapeutic use. For just a little clean out fast, 5 days is as much as you need to do. And so don't think, oh, I'm going to do a 20-day fast because I need it. No, you don't. If you're eating a whole food, plant-based diet, and not smoking and doing all those terrible things, you don't need to do these long fasts. So work up to a 5-day fast. That's basically enough. And yes, it's the lean, light, usually women who run into the muscle weakness and the headaches and lightheadedness quicker. There's about 1 out of 5 women who they don't have a great experience in the fast, and they shouldn't really have to do it again. Or they should just do a juice cleanse. Well, how do a weekend on vegetable juices? That's a lovely thing to do. And you don't have to put yourself through the water fasting ordeal. It's the daily food stream that really makes the difference. It's meal after meal of whole plant foods. That's what creates a lean body. It's not 5 days on water. 5 days on water is just a little jumpstart tune-up, but it's the food you eat every day that's the most important focus of your life.
That's good to know. I tell you what, when I did a 7-day juice fast, and we also did coffee enemas during that time. Was it a coffee enema? No, there were enemas. I don't think there were coffee enemas. I don't think there was, but it was. We did enemas for some reason. That rings a bell. I loved it. I was doing it with. I actually did a show with this, and I asked two guys to do the fast with me, and we were going to report on it on the show. They did not stick with it. They had to drink their beer and they had to have their chicken wings. I, on the other hand, went through and did the 7 days. And so there's something that happens to the body when we free it of the food trap that we fall ourselves into. Did you experience, because I feel like I experienced a little bit more clarity of mind, did you experience some clarity? Did you also experience awareness that you may have not had prior to
Oh, absolutely. By the morning of day nine, I did, at True North, you get checked down twice a day. And I didn't want that. I didn't even want that door to open to have anybody come into my space. I was in a really blissful, peaceful, steady state there. And not everybody experiences that. And it depends if you're thinking about the hunger. It can be a bit distracting. As I said, most people aren't hungry after day four or five. You really don't have much in the way of hunger. So, yes, I can't say that the meaning of the entire universe crystallized and the answer to existence. But it felt good to be in a human body. It felt good to be in a clear state of mind. And it was just a big thumbs up wink from the universe saying, this is what existence is about. And I was very grateful for that.
Wow. Okay, for those of you who are wanting to start a fast pretty soon, I'm going to announce when I'm going to do the fast, so stay tuned. But Fasting DVD, we're going to be giving one away. It's called Fasting, a Safe and Effective Use of an Ancient Powerful Healing Therapy. For those of you who are interested, be the 10th caller or texter, 407-373-5959. So, Dr. Clapper, we talked about the mentality. We talked about when it comes to doing this fast, how much water to drink. Is there anything that we're missing out on that you would like to maybe that is important for us to know?
Sure. When you break the fast, this is going to, you've been drinking just water and you got to add a little bit of calories. So it works fine to do either watermelon chunks or watermelon juice diluted out. And then we gradually increase the fiber. So from regular folks, we go from watermelon juice to watermelon chunks, and then some fruit, grapes, etc., and or melon chunks, and then move on to steamed vegetables, and then soups, and then eventually on to raw vegetables that are higher in fiber. Those folks with diabetes or autoimmune diseases or intestinal diseases, we don't want to break that fast with a lot of sugar. And so we do the non-sugary refeed. We do vegetable broth and then blended squash and then boiled zucchini chunks and then right up into well-steamed vegetables, sloppy, wet, charred, things like that, and vegetable soups. And again, slowly increasing the fiber content. So easy does it. Your intestines haven't seen any solid fiber for 5 days. Don't break it with tofu lasagna. You know, easy does it. And the high water content foods to come out of the fast. And the same thing with your physical activity. Easy, just take a nice walk and start. Don't plan to go to the gym with
marathon.
Your children. Do a heavy workout right after a 5 day water fast. Easy does it as you re-enter.
Okay, very good. Why watermelon? I wanted to ask why watermelon? Of all the fruit, why watermelon?
It's mostly water. And there's chunks of water with a little bit of fiber, a little bit of sugar. And that's exactly what you want to break your fast with.
Very good. Okay. So the watermelon, because I remember listening, watching your video, and you said that you want to just gently, like 1 or 2 days. So even though you're doing a 5 day fast or whatever at home, if you're doing it at home 5 days, but an extra 2 days is to kind of like to have the fruit juices and the zucchini and then going in, and how long will it take before you increase the soups, and when do you introduce like the raw?
Right. Take a good 3 or 4 days to re-enter back into your normal eating style, which hopefully will be a healthier one than the one that you had before you did the fast. But it's just, you know, when you're at the stoplight and it turns green, you don't slam the accelerator to the floor and screech tired. Same thing with your digestive system. Easy does it. You've just been drinking water for 5 days. Slowly increase the amount of fiber in the diet day after day. So watermelon chunks, fruit, steamed veggies, soups. Easy does it. Add more and more fiber gradually.
Very good. Very good. Any indication that it is time to stop your fast?
Indeed. You get lightheaded when you stand up. You get nausea where you feel like you might want to vomit, or you get a bad headache from low blood sugar. Those are the three questions we ask when we make rounds every morning. Any headache? any nausea, any lightheadedness. A little background headache is common, a little background nausea is common, but if you feel like you're about to throw up or you got a splitting headache, it's time for some watermelon and some juice and break the fast at that point. So so lightheadedness, headache, and nausea are the three concerns.
Okay, well that is, and so I am really excited to do this with you, Dr. Clapper. I'm gonna and
do
hopefully
it together.
Do,
let me know when you're gonna do it.
Oh, you're gonna do it. When is your year up? You said once a year.
Well, I'll be glad to supervise you. I supervise people under special conditions, and you would certainly qualify.
Wonderful.
So let me know when you're about to start your fast, and we'll check
in. We'll do a webinar. Fast. We'll do a webinar fast. How about
sure.
that?
That
way you can come on and help us all. Yay! Thank you, Dr. Clapper, for being on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. I look forward to our next time that we're together. Please remember, we'll be right here waiting for you worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day ever. Good job, Dr. Clapper.
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show are intended for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own medical, psychological, or nutritional expert before taking any steps to improve your life.